To understand what's happening in the Strait of Hormuz right now, you need a quick geography lesson, because the geography explains everything. The Strait of Hormuz is a 21-mile-wide channel at the narrowest point, connecting the Persian Gulf to the Gulf of Oman and the broader Indian Ocean. Roughly 20% of the world's oil supply passes through that choke point every single day. And as of this week, it is an active conflict zone. The UAE has confirmed that Iranian missiles struck two tankers in the strait, killing one person. Iran's new supreme leader, and that itself is a story we need to get to, has vowed revenge against the United States. And satellite imagery reported this morning shows Iran actively rebuilding nuclear sites that were bombed.
Let me add the diplomatic and economic layer here, Sarah, because what's striking is how rapidly the U.S. posture has shifted. Just days ago, there were reports of a Hormuz toll plan, essentially a proposal to charge ships passing through the strait under some kind of American security umbrella. Trump has now reversed that entirely and is instead pursuing Gulf trade deals. That's a significant pivot, and it suggests that either the Gulf states pushed back hard or the administration recognized that a toll plan would have been legally and diplomatically chaotic. But the reversal doesn't resolve the underlying crisis, and Iran has responded by warning that any U.S. hosting neighbor could become a target, which is a direct message to Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Qatar, and Bahrain, all of which host American military assets.
The Iran situation has multiple compounding layers. Iran's statement that U.S. strikes hit the perimeter of the Bushehr nuclear plant is extraordinary if confirmed. Bushehr is a functioning nuclear reactor, not just a facility. Striking its perimeter raises the specter of radiological risk in addition to the standard military escalation calculus. Iran is also claiming separately that the UAE must be held accountable following U.S. moves to ease export controls, which the Iranians are interpreting as a signal of closer U.S.-UAE military coordination. And the satellite imagery showing Iran rebuilding bombed nuclear sites tells you that whatever strikes occurred, they did not achieve permanent disablement.
The leadership dimension matters enormously here. Iran's previous supreme leader, Khamenei, was in power for 34 years and had developed a consistent, if confrontational, strategic doctrine. A new supreme leader means new calculations about risk tolerance, domestic legitimacy, and whether projecting strength externally is being used to consolidate power internally. A new leader vowing revenge is not the same as an established leader vowing revenge. The new one has more to prove to the Revolutionary Guards and the hardline establishment. That makes the threat credibly more dangerous in the short term, not less.
Dubai's announcement of a new Fujairah port on the Gulf of Oman is the clearest signal yet that regional actors are planning for a long-term Hormuz disruption, not a short one. Fujairah already exists as a smaller port on the Oman side of the UAE, but a major new container terminal there, bypassing the strait entirely, is a multi-billion dollar infrastructure bet that the conflict won't resolve quickly. Port construction of that scale takes 5 to 8 years minimum. The decision to start planning it now tells you what Dubai's port operators actually believe about the timeline.
And the UAE freeing 55 Iranian fishermen in the middle of all this, that's worth noting. It's a small diplomatic gesture, but in a region where every signal gets read carefully, releasing fishermen while simultaneously reporting missile strikes on tankers suggests the UAE is trying to keep some back channel alive, even as the military situation deteriorates. Gulf diplomacy has always operated on multiple tracks simultaneously, and this is consistent with that tradition.
The bottom line for our listeners: the Persian Gulf right now has active military strikes, a new Iranian leadership with something to prove, satellite-confirmed nuclear site reconstruction, and a major shipping choke point that carries a fifth of the world's oil under active threat. Whatever the inflation number says about the U.S. economy's internal trajectory, external shocks from this region have historically transmitted very quickly into energy prices and consumer costs. This is a situation worth monitoring daily.